And they slept happily ever after. Written by Bro Rifles and read by Litra. A Star Wars Rubble fanfic, with the pairing Alexander Callis, Garizeb Aurelius. Rated explicit. Summary. Callis takes care of Zeb during one of his episodes of insomnia. It's the fifth time tonight Zeb has rolled out of their bed to pace around the small room they've been assigned on Yavin. Having Callis in his bed has helped with his sleep habits lately, but the comfort can only go so far against the ingrained sleeplessness. The nightmares. "Come to bed," Callis moans, stretching out one bare arm across the bunks they've shoved together in the corner. "Only a few hours left," he argues weakly. Zeb is unsure if Callis means that as a comfort or a warning. But the crook of Callis's arm looks so inviting, Zeb can't remember why he left the bed at all. So he relents, tucks himself against Callis's warmth, and breathes him in. But that doesn't make the panic stop, not entirely. He's still tense as he lays on his side, eyes wide, studying the gray stone walls for any sign of hostiles. Callis rolls over, pressing his body to Zeb's back and wrapping his arm around his waist. "Are you in need of some assistance relaxing, Captain?" Callis breathes out against Zeb's neck. The warmth of Callis's breath tingles down his spine as Callis juts his hips forward to grind against his ass.
"Relax! That's not a thing that captains do," Zeb fires back.
"Zeb," Callis scolds. He knows Zeb is being sarcastic, but as always, his humor hides a little bit of the truth. Callis couldn't believe the measure of guilt Zeb had taken upon himself for his people's destruction. Not until he experienced it. Zeb, in his sleep, was so unguarded. Coupled with the guilt, it left him open for his own mind to torment him. It's criffing unfair and cruel. If Callis could take on every nightmare in Zeb's stead, he would. But he can't. The only thing he can do is help Zeb get out of his head for a while. And, if they're lucky, he would be able to sleep. Callis gives Zeb a squeeze before pushing himself up to straddle him.
"Well, you can start, Captain, by taking a more comfortable position."
Callis makes his suggestion a demand by using his arms and legs to finagle Zeb into lying on his back.
"Really, you never ever fall asleep on your side like that," he mutters. "Oh, really? You must know me so well."
Zeb tries to respond coolly, and fails as Callis strokes down his chest, down his abs, before pressing his face between Zeb's legs.
"Yes, really,"
he replies, giving Zeb's crotch a quick kiss before reaching up and pressing Zeb's hands above his head.
"Now keep those there, Captain. I'm in charge of you for tonight."
Zeb raises an eyebrow at him, but shivers when Callis leans in and takes the tip of one of his ears in his mouth. Callis releases it, pecks him on the forehead, and rubs at Zeb's neck before instructing him to close his eyes. Zeb sighs and obeys as Callis's mouth and hands work their way down from Zeb's neck to his chest. He lingers, placing soft, wet kisses on Zeb's stomach, just above his waistband, only to skip to stroking his thighs. Zeb lets out a grunt of frustration, his eyes slipping half open. Callis smiles, his lips pressed against one of Zeb's knees.
"I didn't tell you to look," Callis purrs.
Zeb huffs again and brings his knees up, spreads his legs just a bit wider to accommodate Callis's body before shutting his eyes again. It's obedience with a stipulation. Callis is all too happy to yield. He mouths at Zeb through his briefs before slipping both thumbs under his waistband. Zeb lifts his hips to help remove the garment, and Callis tosses them away carelessly. Zeb is peeking again. Just one eye is open a fraction, watching as Callus's warm breath ghosts over his cock. Callus gives one of Zeb's hips a peck before running his tongue up his length. Zeb whimpers, and Callus dips his head lower, taking each of Zeb's balls in his mouth one at a time and rolling them over his tongue. He lets them slide out with a wet pop. Zeb has given up not looking now, and his hands have migrated from their assigned position above his head. Callus doesn't mind too much. He's glad that Zeb is losing himself. However, he can't have Zeb trying to take control. Tenderly, he slots their fingers together, pressing Zeb's arms to his sides as he finally takes the head of Zeb's cock into his mouth. He is rewarded with Zeb's groan, a slight cant of his hips, his excitement at the prospect of relief. But Callus only intends to tease. He releases one of Zeb's hands and fondles his balls as he sucks, thumbs over his perineum and presses gently, rubbing little circular motions against Zeb's opening.
"Ugh, so that's what you're after,"
Zeb chuckles through his gasps.
"Only if you want,"
Callus replies, letting Zeb's cock slip from his mouth, a thread of saliva and pre-cum dripping languidly from his swollen lips.
"Fuck your face,"
Zeb says, calling attention to Callus's disheveled state.
"We've already done that,"
Callus answers.
"I want your ass."
"Yeah, okay," Zeb agrees, nodding as though he's trying to shake away his pleasure-induced stupor.
"Lube?"
"I got it," Callus says. He pulls himself onto all fours and reaches over Zeb to pull it out of the nightstand. Zeb grabs his chin and kisses him before allowing Callus to continue.
Callus looks good between his legs, but he feels even better. He can feel Callus's smaller fingers massaging the slick into him. The tension in his body builds and releases with each slide.
Every time they do this, Callus is just as attentive as the last. Zeb doesn't like to admit that he loves the attention. This sort of pampering is out of the ordinary for him.
Well, was out of the ordinary.
"Zeb," Callus calls to him. He must have lost himself. He looks up at Callus, no longer between his thighs, but above him, propped up on one arm and stroking his own cock with the other.
"Zeb, do you want me to fuck you?"
he asks, clearly making a show of himself as he rubs over his own cock and up his abs and chest.
"Yes, you tease!"
Zeb exhales in frustration. Callus chuckles, and Zeb pinches at one of his nipples in retaliation. Callus lines himself up and pushes in. They both moan, and Callus's head drops to Zeb's chest as he tries to steady himself. Zeb can see the muscled plane of Callus's back, his shoulder blades prominent as he supports himself.
His perfect ass.
Zeb gives it a squeeze, and Callus's surprise causes his hips to cant sharply. Zeb gasps and lets his head fall back.
"Like that, then?"
Callus asks, as he begins to thrust. He watches Zeb pant and draws him into a kiss. Once breathless, Zeb pulls away.
"Just like this,"
he gasps. His own cock is sandwiched between their bodies, feeling the friction of Callus's body as he pounds into Zeb.
"It's Griffin perfect. Don't stop."
"Yes, Captain," Callus purrs. He's starting to work up a sweat, exertion and pleasure smeared across his flushed face.
"Callus,"
Zeb says absentmindedly.
"Yes?"
"Callus,
I like it when you use my name."
"Zeb," Callus says fondly, slowing his pace and pulling back to look at him.
"Zeb," he repeats, stroking at his chest and leaning down to suck on a violet nipple.
"Zeb," he whispers, leaving a wet trail as he crosses over the valley between Zeb's enormous pecs to kiss at the other dark bud.
"Zeb," he says as he regains the pace, tucking his nose into the crook of Zeb's neck. And he repeats, tilting his head up to gasp the name low and sweet, like a mantra into his lover's ear, until Zeb's thighs are shaking and his own hips stutter.
Zeb comes undone first, across their chests, and Callus pulls out to finish over him. Their release mixes together on Zeb's stomach. Callus runs his fingers through it as Zeb watches him with hooded eyes. In the distance, the jungle trees have a halo, but their temples are still drowned in darkness. It is not yet dawn. Callus grabs a towel from the fresher and wipes away their mess.
"We should just get up and wash off,"
Zeb suggests, pushing himself up.
"No," Callus responds, pushing Zeb back down with a kiss. "I'm in charge, and I say we were never awake."
The end.